Recorded Books and RB Digital present Reinhardt's Garden by Mark Haber, narrated by Michael Crouch. A quote by Robert Burton from The Anatomy of Melancholy. A most incomparable delight it is so to melancholize and build castles in the air, to go smiling to themselves, acting an infinite variety of parts, which they suppose and strongly imagine they represent, or that they see acted or done. A quote by Laszlo F. Fuldeni, from Melancholy. The ill humor or despondency that characterizes a melancholic is not merely an endurance, a lethargic toleration of existence, but an active recreation of it. Melancholics live in the same world as other people, yet they do not see the same world. They build for themselves a new world into which they alone can enter. A quote by Laszlo Krasznahorkai, from The Melancholy of Resistance. He was standing on it, had been treading its surface all along, and was fated to proceed along it in the immediate future. And as he noted this, he put his belated recognition of it down to the fact that it was all too obvious, too close, and its unsuspected proximity was the problem. It was because he could touch it, indeed walk over it, that he had ignored it.
The Rio de la Plata is a corpulent snake, mused Ulrich. It nestles around your neck. It strangles you for your wallet or wedding band. Anything of value, he said. Whoever escapes alive.
Ulrich said this to no one,
not expecting a reply. At least not from me, since I could hardly understand a word he said. My brain coated in the gauze of the fever or disease or whatever it was I'd been afflicted with. And I was certain I was dying. I had to be dying, because the tremors, the aches, my burning flesh, none of it boded well for recovery. Inherently, Ulrich understood this, and I suspected he was talking to me out of camaraderie, sensing my advance toward the land of the dead. And being a sensitive type beneath it all, he wanted to give my soul the solace of another voice. Already we'd buried 10 men, native guides as well as whites. But this wasn't a typical malady. I felt the universe inside my skull, felt the shifting latitudes of the world as it trembled through space. And not 5 feet away sat Yakov, oblivious, licking the nub of a pencil, scribbling in his notebook, busy with his treatise on melancholy, his life's work, claiming only yesterday that he was closer than he'd ever been, closer to the essence of melancholy, the foundation of melancholy, the seed of melancholy, assuring anyone who would listen that he would be the first important name to emerge from Canine, that village that lay crouched in the Dalmatian hinterland like a frightened child. Yakov, who not 3 days earlier had insisted he'd seen it with his own eyes. Melancholy? I'd inquired. No, you imbecile, the source. And after smoking a glut of cigarettes, he proceeded to measure the base of a rubber tree where 5 Indians sat listlessly on their haunches awaiting instructions. They'd begun to suspect Yakov of madness weeks before when he'd ordered 3 Guarani Indians to circle the camp as we slept. 1 clockwise, 2 counter. The Guarani hated him especially and had stopped attempting to hide it, letting their displeasure be known in subtle but intentional acts, misplacing gunpowder or jerky or dry socks, dipping the tips of their poisoned spears in water, thus diluting them and making them less effective, even halting the mules the moment we made any progress. To Yakov, who suspected treason everywhere, this only confirmed his suspicions. Half delirious, I considered Yakov and his life's work, which had found me tramping behind him for the latter half of my youth. 11 years, if I counted correctly. 11 years of taking dictation,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?